This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence confirmed Saturday the United States will broaden its European travel ban, adding the United Kingdom and Ireland to its list. The Vice President made the announcement at an afternoon news conference in Washington.
All of our health experts presented information, made a unanimous recommendation to the President that we suspend all travel from the UK and Ireland. That will be effective midnight, Monday night, Eastern Standard Time.
Under the restrictions on European travel, American citizens, green card holders, and others are still allowed to return home to the U.S., but they will be funneled to 13 airports and be subjected to health screenings and quarantine orders. Earlier this week, the U.S. announced a 30-day ban on flights from the 26-nation Schengen area, the European Union's border-free travel zone. The White House is now conducting temperature checks on anyone who is in close contact with President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The White House says the move is being taken out of an abundance of caution. President Trump has had multiple direct and indirect contacts with people who have tested positive for COVID-19. Last weekend at his private club in Florida, the president spent time with at least three people. Brazil's chargé d'affaires, who sat at Trump's dinner table, as well as a top aide to Brazil's president. Republican officials say the third person attended a fundraiser with Trump last Sunday. For most people, the new coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms, such as fever and cough, but for some it can cause severe illness, such as pneumonia. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And France will shut most shops, restaurants, and entertainment facilities from midnight Saturday as part of measures to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe made that announcement on Saturday. This is VOA News. A U.S. official says five members of the coalition forces and two Iraqi soldiers were wounded in a daylight rocket attack Saturday morning on the Taji Air Base north of Baghdad. Edward Uranian has more.
Saturday's attack was the second on U.S. coalition forces at the Taji Air Base since Wednesday. It follows U.S. retaliation Friday on Iraqi targets, including several Shiite Hashda Shabi bases, one mostly a Shiite police base, and the Karbala airbase now under construction. Arab media says Iraqi security forces arrested the owner of the lot from which the rockets were fired into the Taji airbase, along with Iraqi forces at a nearby checkpoint who saw the attack. Iraq's Joint Operations Command says personnel are still searching for the perpetrators. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Iran has asked the International Monetary Fund for a $5 billion loan to fight the new coronavirus. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Iran has asked the International Monetary Fund for a $5 billion loan to fight the new coronavirus. It's the first time since the 1979 Islamic Revolution that Iran has sought such assistance, as well as a staggering admission of how fragile its economy has become amid the epidemic, U.S. sanctions, and plunging oil prices. The last time a loan for Iran was approved from the IMF was under its final Shah in 1960. Iran's health ministry says the outbreak has killed another 97 people, pushing the death toll in the country to over 600. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Hong Kong democracy activist Chan Kin Man walked free from prison Saturday, saying he had no regrets for his leading role in the 2014 Umbrella Civil Disobedience Movement and that sacrifice was needed to achieve universal suffrage. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Hong Kong Umbrella Movement leader Chan Kin Man walked free from prison on Saturday. The former sociology professor smiled and waved while supporters chanted pro-democracy slogans.
Life in prison was difficult, but I have no regret at all, as this is a necessary price to pay for fighting for democracy.
61-year-old Chan is one of the three leaders of the pro-democracy movement in 2014, aiming to push for full democracy in the Chinese-ruled city. He was found guilty last year of conspiracy to commit public nuisance for his role in planning and mobilizing supporters. The Umbrella Movement staged a 79-day sit-in that blocked major roads in the city, bringing the Asian financial hub to a standstill.
That's Olivia Chan reporting. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.